Welcome to our discussion of the shofar, Neshama Blasts. I had a friend of mine who said to me, when he blows the shofar, he blows from the Neshama. And then I saw in a Sefer that similar idea, that it was this day, Zeh Yom Techilat Maasecha, this is the day of the beginning of the creation of the world, and that was the day on which the Nishmat Chaim was blown into the human being. What is Rosh Hashanah? What is a shofar? To blow that spirit back to God. Reminds me of the psalm which some Sfardim say every morning as they do the Tachnun prayer, the penitential prayer. They say, David Alecha Hashem Nafshi Esa, that God, I lift up my soul to you. God gives us a soul, and in some ways, the shofar is to give it back. Rabbis say this is such a challenging idea that we Ashkenazim don't say that psalm. Who can dare say that they're giving the neshama back to God? They're ready to give their neshama to God, ready to give their life for Kiddush Hashem, for the sanctification of God's name. Who can truly say that? But at the deepest level, at the highest level, maybe that's what a shofar is to give our neshama back to Hashem. Of course, we want to continue living and breathing, but we want to give everything we've got to Hashem. But the question is, what do you got? What are you made of, as they say? What's the inner you? What comes out when you blow that neshama? So I'd like to suggest that there are at least three ideas of what can come from our neshama. In the Gemara, Rav Levi says we blow 10 different blasts, you know, the tekiah and the shvarim trua, and then the tekiah, and then the tekiah, shvarim trua, the tekiah, and then the tekiah, trua. Tekiah. So altogether, that's 10 blasts. Why 10? Because there are 10 hilulim in the psalm of Hallelujah, the last psalm of the psalms. You say it every morning. It mentions 10 times Halleluka. And therefore, the 10 Hallelujahs, the 10 thanksgivings. What some of us have in our heart is thanksgiving. We can't thank God enough for that soul that he gave us, for the life that he gave us, for the things that we have. However, we know full well that this shofar represents something else. It's a yom in diyavava. It's a day of crying. Whether it's moaning, whether it's weeping, in any event, it's a day of crying, of tears. Not to cry all day. Ezra already told us not to cry all day, but during davening, explains our salvation, you can cry during davening, and cry during Shemoneh Esrei. The shofar itself is a form of tears. If we can't muster up the tears, let the shofar be our artificial tears for us. What some people are made of is tears. While some are made of praise, some are made of tears. Some have a third component. The Kol Torah. The Sfas Emes says that one of the ideas of shofar is to hear the sounds of Torah, to connect with the sounds of Torah. Of course, in the Gemara, they say that maybe we have the whole idea of shofar is it's all about standing at Mount Sinai, the Kol Shofar Chazak Meod. There was a sound of a mysterious sound of shofar. We don't know who blew it at Mount Sinai. And therefore, shofar is connected with Torah. So what comes out of some people's souls is a voice of Torah. Either the longing, the yearning to be part of Torah learning, or all the repository of learning that we've done over our lives, it comes out on Rosh Hashanah. The question is, when we blow our shofar, what comes out? What is our essential prayer? What's our essential breath on Rosh Hashanah? Is it one of thanks? Is it one of sadness and tears? Is it one of a connection to Torah? The Sfas Emes says, "Inyan tkiya shofar," the whole idea of the blowing of shofar, "lechoz bekol Torah," to grasp on to the voice of Torah, "shu pnimius kol habriya," which is the essence, the inner life of all of creation that God made on this very day. "B'yom ze nitan koach hadibur," this is the day on which the power of speech was given to us. The human being became alive on this day. What do we get? What makes us human? The power of speech. And what's the ultimate power of speech? What's the ultimate speech? Is Torah. We want to give some of that Torah back to God. The shofar is a silent prayer. There are no words. It doesn't say what it is. The malchios, zichronos, and shofros, the themes of the shofar, as read in the Amidah and the Musaf prayer, tell us some of the things we could think about. Malchios, that God is king. Zichronos, that God should remember his covenant. Shofros, that God should remember Sinai. We should remember Sinai. God should hear our prayers. God should hear the praise of the Jewish people. God should blow that shofar to redeem the Jewish people. It could be many things. The question is, I think each one of us has to at least find these three elements within ourselves. We have to find that song, things we are thankful for, even if it's a hard year, a hard day. Find the inner song. We have to find the bechi. We have to find those tears. As Westerners, we try not to cry. Even at funerals, people don't cry. People become desensitized. People are afraid to cry, afraid to show their emotions. We have to find the inner tears. And finally, we have to find our connection to the Kol Torah, our connection to the voice of Torah. And hopefully, if we find that right blend between thankfulness and tearfulness, between Torah and my neshama and who I am, my inner self, what I'm all about, hopefully that shofar will not only be a meaningful experience, but that shofar will help me find who I am, my inner voice. Hopefully, the shofar lets us realize that in the same moment, a person can be tearful and thankful at the same time. Thankful, but also thoughtful. And at the same time that we have our own personal needs, we also have a need at a higher level to not only give our souls to God, give our lives back to God, but to connect with the Kol Torah, to connect with the most essential human gift, the gift of speech, and the highest expression of that, the gift of Torah. If we can connect with that this year, hopefully our tears will turn to songs. Hopefully it'll be a year, not so much of tears like this past year, but a year of song, a year of redemption, a year of salvation, a year of life and health and happiness. We wish everyone k'tiva v'chatima tova, shana tova, good year. Everyone should be subscribed to the Book of Life. Thank you.